The Fan.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Well, we kick it off with an AFC North team that had high hopes going into the year that have fallen flat on their face early on.
Lima's wild thing.
Unbelievably. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are in big-time trouble. They lose yesterday in overtime. It was maybe game of the day material. 41-38 in OT. We'll get to some of the things that went down late in that game, but Burrow had 392 yards with 30 of 39, had five touchdown passes, but not enough as they fell in OT. Here's Joe Burrow.
We're not a championship-level team right now. We're not. I like to think that, you know, we'll come back and improve throughout the season to get to that point, but right now we are not, and we have to get better.
Is it frustrating that 5 weeks in, it's still not at that level that we all thought it might be going into the season?
Yes.
So in overtime, and this was great, battling back and forth, it was a nice comeback by the Ravens. But then in OT, they get the ball first. Lamar Jackson's out of the shotgun, mishandles the snap, took his eyes off for a second. Cincinnati gets the football, and what did they do? What does Zach Taylor do? Hands the ball off three consecutive times as they play for a lengthy field goal. 53 yards by Evan McPherson. The snap was bobbled from the holder. The holder put it down. It was a missed field goal. And then Baltimore goes down and kicks the game-winning field goal. Zach Taylor, 9-21 now against the AFC North. I repeat, 9-21 in the division. They've been to two AFC Championship games and a Super Bowl. They've lost four games by 15 points.
You just reminded me. I think it was Blake Whitehart who had to snap yesterday because Charlie Hewlett got hurt. So we're looking for a snapper maybe.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. So Cincinnati, is their season over? Are
yes.
you writing them off at 1-4?
Yes, it's dead.
I am
over.
Not. I am not.
Why is that?
Joe Burrow's playing fantastic. Like, it's very different from our situation. He is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Did throw a tough, tough interception with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Mitch!
Mitch's wild thing.
All right, guys. Last week, former Browns general manager Mike Lombardi on the Pat McAfee show said that there may be some disconnect in the Las Vegas Raiders locker room. He mentioned Devontae Adams, but he also mentioned Max Crosby.
Max Crosby didn't go to the game on Sunday with a hamstring. That, to me, bothers me. That tells me there's something going on in that locker room, and there seems to be a disconnect here because I think Crosby has always been the team guy, but when he doesn't show up to a game, that tells me something without knowing something.
Now, why am I spotlighting Crosby? Because after the Raiders lost to the Broncos on Sunday, Crosby addressed Lombardi not by name, but by his appearance on ESPN.
And then I got to hear these clowns talking online and talking on the Pat McAfee show saying something's going on, and they're speaking for me saying I should be on the sideline when I got a high ankle sprain. The reality is I'm gaining yardage and trying to get right so I can get back on the field. Everybody knows my intentions and they try to speak for me when if you speak to me and you know what's going on, then we could have a conversation, but don't speak on my name, you know what I mean, when you don't know what the hell is going on. You got clowns that are online and, you know, they got their one day of the week on the Pat McAfee show and talking about what we should do, and you haven't even been a GM. You're a GM for 1 year, so it's embarrassing.
I think Max Crosby's not happy with Mike Lombardi. That tells me something without knowing something. What a phrase. We got to borrow that one. That's good.
That's good stuff. Thank you very much, Mitch. That's excellent.
They bench your quarterback, by the way.
Ah.
Owen.
Owen's wild thing.
We're 5 weeks into the season. We already have a defensive MVP. We already have the defensive player of the year.
It's done?
Yeah, Xavier McKinney. He's a safety for the Green Bay Packers. Five games. He has five interceptions. He has one interception in each of his first five games. I just looked at the ESPN projected stats, projected to have 17 interceptions this year.
So what, you divided the five interceptions by the five games,
yes,
then what do you do?
That equals one.
Okay.
And then you now multiply that by how many games do they play in the year. That's 17. That'll end with 17. If they make it to the Super Bowl, but they're a wild card, I think he'll end up with 21 interceptions in the season and in the postseason. Aiden Hutchinson has 6.5 sacks. Vannoy has 6 sacks. Dexter Lawrence has 6 sacks. Will McDonald has 6 sacks. Not enough. Five interceptions in five games. It's pretty impressive stat. And we saw it last year. You know, Miles kind of locked it up in the first half of the season. And I think Xavier McKinney well on his way to locking up Defensive Player of the Year.
By the way, Owen, where did Will McDonald go to college?
I don't know. McDonald's University.
Little place called Iowa State.
Oh, okay. Same thing to me. It's red and yellow.
Last secondary player to win Defensive Player of the Year was Gilmore with the Patriots. He had six interceptions that year.
Yeah, he had six in a whole season.
Yeah,
this guy's got five in five games.
It's always been pass rushers. Then you got to go all the way back to Troy Polamalu, who I just saw in a very bizarre commercial with Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead, Kenny.
Ken's wild thing.
Well, we drew straws, and I'm the one who takes it. It's Joe Flacco, 33 of 44, 359, and three touchdowns in a losing effort to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, they put up 24 in the fourth to make that a football game. But, yeah, Joe Flacco, 33 of 44. Everybody said, do you see it? Yeah, guys, I saw it. Got nothing against Joe. Got nothing against the grand old man.
I'm happy for him.
Even though they're 2-3 now.
He's got five touchdowns, no interceptions. But yesterday, did you see the scramble? Did you see the run? He had a 21-yard run in that game.
Did you see how high his miles per hour was?
What was it?
He topped out at 18 miles an hour. Which, of course, then the jokes were made, is he faster than the... He's always was a better athlete than you guys thought
he was. Than you would think, yeah. 18, what could we top out at?
Me?
I am not fast. I am not fast at all. Like, he's smoking me.
I bet 11.
You're worried about the end result. All we need is the acceleration point.
That's true. Kyler Murray had one. He had the fastest run in, like, years.
Yes.
From an NFL quarterback. Do people know that Kyler Murray is that fast?
Yeah, that's why we got just the way he got drafted.
But the way he runs and those short, choppy steps, I don't think people realize how fast he is. And that's it. That's what's wild.
What was wild around the league? Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.